Good Thursday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from AARP. We're kicking this morning off with a hot take by Kyle Chaney on what could be the GOP's October surprise. Kyle writes that Democratic operatives are increasingly worried that Republicans are working to undermine the FBI's Russia probe by teeing up a series of document dumps meant to gin up Republican voters ahead of the midterms. The Atlantic broke a big story yesterday that's reverberating on Capitol Hill. At least 10 Democrats have signed a petition to make it more difficult for Nancy Pelosi to become Speaker. The lawmakers are trying to change the rules to raise the number of votes required to nominate a candidate for Speaker. Right now, a Speaker candidate must only get a simple majority of caucus members before advancing to a floor vote. Here's the reality. This is likely to be defeated in the Democratic caucus soundly. 5% of Democrats signed this letter. This is a way for Democrats to let off steam, but it underscores in part that they have no one else to run against Pelosi. Pelosi supporters even have a mechanism to quash this before it comes up for a vote. In some ways, this could hurt the anti-Pelosi movement by showing that, at the moment, process is the only tool they have to go up against her. Here's something few people know. It's Rule 34 of the House Democratic Rules, and it says this. With respect to voting in the House of Representatives for Speaker and other officers of the House for each committee chair and for membership of committees, a majority vote of those present and voting at a Democratic caucus shall bind all members of the caucus. So let's break that down. That means every Democrat must vote for the candidate who emerges as the nominee for the caucus vote. That means if this does not pass, if the majority of the caucus nominates Pelosi, all Democrats must support her on the floor. In the past, Democrats haven't enforced this, but they can, and people could be out of committee assignments if they buck the nominee. Jake and I are in Columbus, Ohio this morning to interview Democratic gubernatorial candidate Richard Cordray and Representative Jim Renacci, who is running for the Senate. We'll have a live stream of the event starting at 8:45 a.m. Tune in. And here's the latest on Brett Kavanaugh. Nancy Cook reports that Trump and Republicans are growing more bullish about his survival. Theo Meyer has a look at how K Street Republican women are rallying to Kavanaugh's defense, publicly posting on social media their support. While Josh Gerstein is reporting that the president's claim the FBI can't probe Kavanaugh allegations is wrong, according to former officials. The Washington Post has a story up that FEMA chief Brock Long considered quitting over his feud with the Homeland Security Secretary, but decided not to in order to focus on the administration's Hurricane Florence response. On the political front, the New York Times is reporting that Nevada Senator Dean Heller is giving Trump a warm embrace, calling him a great leader on a conference call. It's a striking change from Heller's position during Trump's 2016 campaign. In the juice, we've got Daryl Issa, who has been banging on the door trying to get an administration job for months, getting nominated to head the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. And Gavin Newsom, California Democratic gubernatorial candidate, is going up with his first general election ad this morning. His campaign is spending more than $1 million on the California Dream, which focuses on his plan for children's education. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president is flying to Las Vegas this afternoon to headline a 7 p.m. political rally at the Las Vegas Convention Center. He's staying in Vegas tonight. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Today's episode is sponsored by AARP. Will 50-plus voters decide the Ohio midterms? The latest issue of Politico magazine's series, The Deciders, is examining working-class voters over 50 in Ohio who are feeling economic anxiety and could decide the gubernatorial and senatorial elections this November. Visit politico.com/thedeciders to learn more and to view the latest Politico AARP poll results.